on today's Church TechCast Q&A show, social media, hotkeys, and more. Hi, everyone, and welcome again to another episode of the ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'm your host, and I'd love for you to ask your questions. So head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact, and there you can leave your questions or comments, or you can look at any of the other contact information. I think that slipped. There we go. Any of the other contact information I have there, if you're more of an email person, I got you covered. It's paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com. Like the telephone, 1-877-763-3246. That's 1-877-POD-ECHO for you to echo back to this podcast. Or if you like Twitter, Paul Allen Cliff, PaulAllanClif is my username on Twitter. You might know that I did kind of write the book on Twitter for churches, so that's a perfectly good way to reach me as well. And, of course, just leave a comment below, right down there, whether this is the video you're watching on trinitydigitalmedia.com or on YouTube. Either way, that's perfectly fine. So let's get started with the question, shall we? I'm going to really mess up his name, so I'm really sorry. I believe it's a guy. Sorry. Mayalani Mikabela asks, Paul, how can ministries use social media effectively to convey the good news? Well, when I talked to him, I said the first thing is you need to make sure that what you're talking about is good news. There's a reason that the disciples called it that, by the way. They just didn't pick a name out of the hat. It was good news to them that instead of working and trying to sacrifice right and by the appropriate animal and all the stuff that they'd grown up with, God had made a way for them to just receive his forgiveness without doing all the other stuff. So the first thing is most people don't believe, if they believe that there is a God, they think that he's mad at them. You know, maybe they say, well, it's all about love and all, but they have no explanation for why God wouldn't be mad at them. So they kind of hope he's not and think maybe he is. So that's number one. Secondly, I would treat people as people, not numbers, not anything else. Just treat people as people and see what happens then, because I think it really matters engaging people one-on-one. And remember that people that don't know Jesus, you should be surprised if they act like they do. I mean, what I mean by that is I'm not surprised at all that someone who doesn't have the power of the Holy Spirit in their life lives an immoral life. Of course they would. Why wouldn't they? That makes perfect sense to me. You can't judge them. It's like imagining that someone who sits on the couch all day and eats Doritos could run a marathon. It's just not possible. Nothing against Doritos. I like them. But they're just not good fuel to run a marathon on. Maybe carb loading right before, but that's something totally different. No, it's certainly the case that you need to engage people one-on-one, start with where they are, and then build from there. So don't start with you're a sinner and you're going to hell. They might believe that that's true, but giving voice to that also gives voice to the suspicion that all religious people hate them. So we don't want that to be the case, because it's not. It's the case that we love them and we see some places, the roads their lives are taking, that we really don't want them to go. So I think that's a very important point. Zane Willis emailed me a question about ProPresenter. He says, what does is a hotkey below enabled and background in the slide editor? So I wrote Zane back, in the latest version, well, at least the version that I have of ProPresenter, which I updated like 2 or 3 weeks ago, if you put a letter in that space, it puts it up on the slide in the presentation view, but it doesn't actually do anything. I'm sure that's a glitch, because if you right-click on that same slide and put the letter in using the hotkey option there, then it does do something, and here's what it does. You can choose one of 26 letters. It has to be a letter, can't be a number, can't be multiple letters, just one of the 26 letters in the alphabet, and you put that on each slide. Well, what I would do instead of putting it on each slide is only put it on the verses and the choruses and the bridges, those major demarcation points. So, like, what you could do is, here I'm looking at my keyboard. So, take your keyboard and, if you're right-handed, you might just rest your hand in the... I'm trying to get the light right. You might rest your hand in the normal home key position. And if you do that, you've got JKL semicolon. Well, you can't use semicolon. Well, that's okay. The pinky's kind of a weak finger anyway. So you've got JKL. Those could be verses 1, 2, and 3. And then you could do M. You could do M for the bridge and UIOP for choruses or anything else. So without much movement at all, you have access to 8 potential letters. And if you do that on each and every song, you can make it so if your worship leader likes to skip around, or even if they just occasionally skip around, but it always surprises you, it might be worth doing that. And then that way, you can have that set up so if there's a problem, you can go directly to that. So that's a nice little feature in ProPresenter. One that's really not used all that much, which is why I think that in this current build, it really hasn't been noticed that there's a problem, because not a lot of people use that feature. But thanks for that question. Okay, so Ed Bowden, which that's a kind of funny story how I know him and how we got in this email conversation. But Ed asked this question. I snipped out the beginning. Maybe you are the answer to an idea I have. Even though I am computer challenged, I know we must use them in church or be left behind, pun intended. Keeping a church directory up to date is like herding chickens, but I want to try. The pastor of our small church says he's too old to do this, and I'm only 20 years older than he is, but I still feel I can learn. I am sure out there is some cloud program I would like to see. If not, maybe we can make an app and sell it for several million. Most church members see each other for an hour each week, if that often. Maybe they like it that way. I grew up in a church where everybody knew your name and everything else about you, and it wasn't all bad. If there was an easy-to-use template to include useful info about a member and family, I think it would encourage us to know names, likes, dislikes, activities, talents, etc. of each other. I know this would raise several issues of privacy, danger of identity theft, etc., but that ship has already left dock. Info is already available to anyone who really wants it. there are safeguards my government keeps telling me that should cover that. I'm a retired professional photographer. Of course, everyone with a cell phone is now a photographer, who would ask on the forum if they would like me to make a nice family portrait at their house or place of their choosing. We might include pets, things like boats, whatever. They could put as little or as much info in as they would like. This would help us match up people with others of similar interests, backgrounds, kids of the same age, etc. In my case, rich widows, etc. Am I making sense? Do you know of a program, know of someone who could write one? Am I out in right field? Well, Ed, the answer is no, you're not in right field. How do you think really large churches deal with the fact that they've got tons of members? The pastor can't keep in mind every single person. There's even a limit of how many people that interact with the church. Interact with the church staff directly that you could know. But in business, we call this customer relationship management software. In the church, it's church database software or church management system software. And this enables us to keep track of birth dates, people in the family, how committed they are to the church. So it could be that you've got some people that show up on Christmas and Easter. Well, that's worth remembering that this person shows up on Christmas and Easter every year and keeping their face in mind, because if you are familiar with them and you see them the following Christmas, that could really impact them, that you care enough to know who they are. Versus the person that's there every day the door is open, it might be worth knowing them too, because even if they're quiet and sit in the back, if they're there all the time, it's valuable to know that information. So you could start out with a database system like Arena or Fellowship One. Either one of those would work perfectly fine. There are also systems that are, like you said, they're basically online church directories. And I've forgotten the name of it, but there's one in Evansville, Indiana that's based there that might be worth looking into. I think they're a smaller company, so they'd be happy to work with you and interact with you and things like that. So that is what I would recommend if I were you and I was looking to do something like that. Okay, I got this email, and this isn't exactly a question, but it just warmed my heart, so I thought that I'd read it here. If you want to drop me a line on email like this, this is perfectly fine with me. And just sometimes I need encouragement, because right now this isn't paying for itself. This is a money-losing venture. So while I'm writing for Church Production Magazine and occasionally for Church Mag, and I've got another book coming out hopefully in August, it's still the case that I'm not keeping my head above water, and sometimes that's hard. So it really helps when people take a minute and they write me a note. So to Albert Westcott, thanks. Thanks. Okay, so he says, "Hi, Paul. I want to let you know that I appreciate your work for us and for the Lord. I know you to be a real person as opposed to some who seem to have started out right, but they forgot that they were talking to real people in the audience. I can't blame them. It's difficult to stay connected to people you never see or hear from, even though the audience members often feel like the speaker is a close personal friend. I'm sure you know what I'm describing." Yeah, I do. That's one of the things I struggle with, is I want each of you, even though I don't know your names all the time, I don't know your faces, I want you to think of me as the guy you talk to when you have a church tech problem. And I don't know everything, but I can find people who do. Anyway, continuing on with this letter. "Your help last fall when our church was planning our celebration and I was placed in charge of the video with having no experience was great in practical terms. But in addition, your quick and personal response was a true comfort. I felt like there was a real person out there who was willing to help an unknown fellow Christian in the midst of a stressful situation. So thanks, Paul. I will continue to pray for you as you continue your ministry for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thanks, Albert. So that really means something to me. So thanks. And I don't take it lightly. So if this show or any of the other churchtechcast.com shows is helpful to you, please share them with your friends. Really, it doesn't cost me any more, and it's helpful to get the word out, because I want to be the go-to helpful resource for anything church technology related. When your pastor says, hey, I have an idea, I want you to come to me, and I can say, hey, here's how you can do it, here's maybe you can't do it, etc. And we can help each other, no matter where you are in the world. That's the advantage of the internet, is I can go and send this message anywhere in the world that I'm not blocked, and we can just help each other. From my little studio in Nicholasville, Kentucky, just outside of Lexington, to China, to the Philippines, to Africa, to parts of Europe, anywhere, I'm happy to help. And even those of you like me who are in North America or South America, heck, even Antarctica, but I don't think there's a lot of people down there. So, I just want to help. So share this with your friends. Subscribe. It's free. Head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/subscribe and you can get this show every time it's released for free. If you're watching on YouTube, that's fine too. Subscribe to the show there, and that way you can be reminded every time that I've uploaded a new show. I really want to help, and it helps me if you were to leave a review on iTunes. So I've made another link for you, trinitydigitalmedia.com/iTunes reviews. 4- and 5-star reviews help me to get the word out and help me show up in iTunes. So I hope that that helps you, and I hope that together we can continue my quest to have all of us go out and change eternity. Till next time, I'm Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.